friend. I am Adekunle Joshua, Son of God, the brightness of His glory, and the express image of His person. I am also a holder of His word. I am so rich according to God's word that the extent of my wealth you can measure. Who are you? Permit me to tell you a small story. It's a very short story. I'll be done in just about 3 minutes. There was this guy that God created. His name was Adam. I think you're familiar with the guy. So God created a lot of animals before He created Adam. Okay, and He created all of the animals, both the ones that we know now and the ones that have gone extinct. And interestingly, God didn't give these animals a name. Now, God is the kind of personality that creates things with intentions. So He created animals with a goal in mind, and He created the man with another goal in mind. So when God was creating the animals, He had an intention towards what the identity of these animals would be. Sincerely, you don't believe me? Check Genesis chapter 1, I think from verse 4. The Bible says that, "And God saw the light, and that it was good." So God had an intention about the light before He called the light. Okay, I digress. So, fast forward. God created the animals before the man. And then He waited for the man to name the animals. So He called the man, "Come, Adam. You know what? I need you to give all of these animals names." And then Adam was like, "You know what? Sure, no problem." And so, God brought the animals to Adam one by one. And Adam gave each one of them names one by one. Interestingly, Adam didn't run out of ideas. That's not the interesting part. This is the interesting part. Adam gave names to all of these animals, and these names became their identity. You don't get what I mean? Now, Adam didn't call a lion, lion. I mean, we don't know which language he spoke, but the translation of the language that Adam called a lion would be lion. Until tomorrow, if you give birth to a lion will behave like a lion. A lion would not behave like a goat. A lion would not behave like a sheep. A lion would not behave like a man. A lion, regardless of how you raise a lion, will one day behave like a lion. You cannot force the identity of a sheep on a lion. It will one day bring out the lion in him. Why? Because the identity is in his name. Listen to me. The name of a thing carries its identity. I repeat, what you call a thing, okay, the thing embodies that thing, that name. So when you call your child a name, your child embodies the name you call him. See, this is a spiritual mystery that even people in darkness understand. So when you give your child a particular name and they want to manipulate that child to behave in the way they want, they call that child another name. So you have to be careful. What I'm saying is this, that calling things names, not just children now, not just people now, when you call things a name, it becomes the identity of that thing. So you have to be careful what you call yourself. You can be calling yourself a crazy person. Okay, you will behave like a crazy person. If you call yourself a successful person, it does not matter whether you can afford to hit over 3 days now, you will eventually become successful. See, hard work is not always the key to success. There are spiritual realities. I'm being honest with you. Hard work is important. But then, you can create things by your mouth. And one of the ways that you do this is by giving names to things. So you can give your business a name. You can give your home a name. I'm being honest with you. This might be the solution to what I've been passing through, what you've been going through for a while now. You can give your business a name that you want it to embody. You can give your home a name that you want it to carry that identity. You can give your children another name. I know they have done some things and you've called them names before. You can change their name. Try this. If you have a situation that is not working well for you, why don't you try the name of that thing? Call it names. Call it names. What names are you calling yourself? What names are you calling your business?
What names are you calling your homes? What names are you calling your ideas? What names are you calling your tools? What names are you calling your friends? What names are you calling yourself? So important. Once again, my name is Adekunle Joshua. The Lord is our deliverance. That is my name. I am a son of God, the express image of His person and the brightness of His glory. That is my identity. I am born of the incorruptible seed of the word of God that does not fail. My word does not fail. That is my identity. I believe you'll be saying your identity too. I believe you describe yourself too. I just want to urge you to describe yourself. Describe yourself. Let everybody know who you are. Call your name. Call your name. And God bless you. Even as you engage this reality. And speak forth things by giving names to them. God bless you. Once again, my name is Adekunle Joshua, the holder of His word.